topic of the day is wines and food of Croatia. We're here with Carlos, I believe is your
yes.
Spanish name. What's Spanish. Your Croatian name?
Željko.
Željko.
Yes.
And your restaurant?
Dubrovnik Input.
And can you tell us a little bit about the philosophy of the restaurant,
as
briefly?
The restaurant is based off wine. We have a wine bar with more than 800 positions of wine or 800 etiquettes in the wine list. And we make modern creation of Mediterranean cuisine here in Zagreb.
And so what is Croatian cuisine? I mean, Spain, you think, paella, yeah. Italy, pasta?
It's very, very different because we have influence of too much cuisine or too much culture in Croatia. Then the cuisine is very, very large when we can set. So.
But what would be a typical dishes, traditional dishes?
Traditional dishes in the region of Zagreb, it's something like štrukli. It's a typical pasta with cheese in Zagreb. It's a typical dish. It's duck, example, or classical soup. Then when you go more to the coast, it's something different. It's 100% Mediterranean cuisine with the influence of Italian cuisine. When we go to Slavonia, it's the more east, is the cuisine what have a gravitation of Hungarian or Austrian cuisine. It's a more strong dishes and so.
Okay, and finally the wines. Wines of Croatia. I mean, what must we try while we're here?
Okay, we have a lot of autochthon grape here in Croatia. Some of this grape it's commercial, like Malvasia in Istria, or Graševino, or Velš Riesling in Slavonia, or Plavac Mali in Dalmatia. But a lot of this grape it's not bottled with the name of grape because we have it's not profitable. It's a very old and small important grape. It's not so big. And then we have international grape variety here with very good example of Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon, or Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc.
Right. Okay. Well, that's. Very interesting. Thank you very much, Carlos.
Nothing. You look. I hope you enjoy the menu and wine.